I call this meeting to order at 5:34 p.m. Monday, September 22nd in the Frankie Sudell Papa President's Conference Room. Will the secretary please call roll?
Yes. Director Kennedy Taylor?
Present.
Assistant Director Isabel Hatch?
Present.
Policy Director Jenna Atencio?
Present.
Advocacy Director Aiden Casey?
Present.
And Projects Director Deborah
Zotke?
Zotke.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Now we move on to the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving down to agenda item number 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move down to agenda item number 5, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be voted on at this time. Moving down to agenda item number 6, reports. I'll start with myself. Hello, Director Taylor, for the record. Hello, everyone. Apologies for missing last meeting. It was Panhellenic primary recruitment, and so as a recruitment counselor, I was unable to make it, but I'm excited to be here with you all today. Recently, I've been able to connect with some senators, including Senator McAndrew, Senator Radke, and Parliamentarian Issa about numerous initiatives, one being updating the SAS for the Department of Government Affairs. This is the overall mission of the department, as well as specific positions. When it comes to specific positions, I'm mainly looking at the director role, the advocacy role, and the policy director role. I think that in the SAS, it's pretty vague where the differences are in the policy and advocacy role, and I think we can do a better job outlining the specific descriptions of the jobs, and so that is going to be a project we continue on as a department. That we will be working with Parliamentarian Issa and Senator Radke on. That's because they are members of the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement for the Senate, and we report to them. That being said, if you guys get reached out to by anyone, just let them know that we would love to meet with them. I know I've been getting a lot of requests, so I don't know if you guys have been reached out to, but if you have, please let me know. I've also been in contact with President Ongubat quite a bit about different initiatives regarding Board of Regents and then also just general department initiatives. We have like a President's Cabinet check-in this upcoming following week. Where we'll be talking about our short-term goals and moving on to medium goals. So as a department member yourself, I ask that you reflect on where you're at and where you want to be by the end of this semester, and what you can do to start working and making progress towards that goal. I've also been meeting with the Office of Government and Community Engagement, like many of you. A couple of key highlights: the event on October 30th is no longer taking place like we originally planned. It's going to be pushed back to a later date just due to some difficulties and scheduling conflicts on their part, and they just let us know. I've been trying to get a lot of outreach like about the local boards that they want us to sit on towards like senators and stuff. I haven't received a lot of feedback, so if you know people that are like Reno or Sparks locals that would love to be involved in the community in different ways, let me know and we can get them in contact. We were also reached out to by the Nevada Faculty Alliance chapter on campus regarding ways the department can collaborate with them. We plan to meet with them to begin forming a relationship regarding common interests. This will probably start with just myself and the AD Hatch. However, should the relationship expand where all of you guys want to be included in the meeting, we will get to that point when we get there. And then in terms of our voter registration education week, again, it did get pushed back. This is just ultimately towards the Washoe County Voter Registrar's Office not getting back to us about the training that we need, and it doesn't really align with the mission of our week. I have a couple of ideas, but I want to meet with, of course, course, Project Director Zachi about it a little bit more. But in respect of full transparency, I made that announcement at the Senate and let them know that it is tentatively planned, also in regard of just like the width span of our department members and what we're able to do at this time. But that's all for me, so let me know if you have any questions. But if not, then we'll move down to Assistant Director Hatch.
Assistant Director Isabel Hatch, for the record. This is kind of a shorter report than I had last time. But this past week and a half have been, or at least since the last time we met, have been a bit of a whirlwind. On the 11th and 12th of September, I attended the Board of Regents meeting with President Agabat, VP McNamara, and DEO Texan and Elko. We got the calm meeting that we expected, though there are a handful of issues that we will discuss later in this meeting that kind of were a little bit more comprehensive than we saw coming, and then some agenda items that we thought were going to be a big deal were less of a big deal than others, if that makes sense. I will be presenting to the Senate pertaining to the Board of Regents meeting on Wednesday. I've sent all of you a copy of that presentation, so please let me know if you have any thoughts on that before Wednesday, because I will need to be like sending that presentation to Speaker Ackland before the presentation, obviously. I met with the Internship Coordination Committee on the 12th over Zoom, where we finalized internship interviews, which begin tonight at 7 p.m. I'm incredibly excited to finally get our interns, and I will keep all of you updated as well as I'm able. If all goes well, offers for the internship will go out next Monday morning. This Friday at 5:30 is the Democratic and Civic Engagement Committee meeting, where Senator Issa has asked our department to present, and we hope to see you there. And that's it. That's all I have. Thanks. Unless anyone has any questions.
Policy Director Atencio.
Okay. Policy Director Atencio for the record. Hi, I hope you guys are doing well. Since we've last met, I've been working pretty heavily on the Legislative Digest. I'll probably upload my section of that to the box so you guys can look over. With that, I've got some pretty good feedback from Kennedy, which I have yet to look at just because I'm a little slammed right now, but I do know that I do have to like revise it. So if there's anything in there that kind of doesn't seem right, just know that I would probably be really tired when writing it. And I know that, so I'm gonna go back through and revise. But essentially, I cover at the beginning of my section of the digest things that you can keep in mind, so like acronyms, NSHE, Board of Regents, and then why bills would die, so like specific reasons for the death of bills in the legislative session, so that people are made aware of why something died and not like we didn't necessarily have more to do with it, it just kind of died like for no reason, like it was already passed through the House or something, or the Assembly. And then I kind of sorted it through theme of the bill, so I kind of figured out which bills fit where, and then divided it up through like that. Something we just all need to work on is putting the digest in the format to present to the Senate, but I'm super excited to work on that with you guys, and that's all. Okay. Any questions?
Awesome. Advocacy Director Casey.
Advocacy Director Casey for the record. Hey guys, it's all going well. I finished my part of the Legislative Digest. That's kind of the only thing I've been working on couple weeks, and what I did was I just give kind of a listing of all the bills that we tracked, what passed, what we gave public comment on, and then I also got edits from Kennedy that I've also yet to look at because I'm also busy, but I'm going to make edits based off whatever direction needs to be do, and then I know that one thing I need to do is to add more pictures of the public comment, make it a little more digestible to read, which is something I can be working on for the next couple weeks. And then besides that, not a ton to report. I'm excited to help with GovFair's event week. I'm also ready to help with any advocacy work we have, which such as like giving testimony to the city council about the homecoming parade, like we discussed with GCE. And I'm open and willing to do that. So I'll just email me or text me if you need advocacy for anything. So that's about it. Any questions?
Thank you. Projects Director Zachi.
Project Director Zachi for the record. Hi everyone, I hope you're all having a good Monday. At our last meeting, I had planned for our Civic Engagement Week to take place this week, I guess. However, I did encounter some planning hiccups and just some personal stuff going on. And so obviously, as like lack of communication, it's not happening this week. I'm currently working with Director Taylor to reschedule the event week. It'll take place for sure sometime in October, like without a doubt, but the specific dates have yet to be decided. I will update you guys with any specific dates and information as soon as I have them all ironed out. And yeah, thanks for listening, and let me know if you have any questions.
Thank you. Moving down to agenda item number 7, old business. There is no old business to be discussed at this time, so we move down to agenda item number 8, new business. 8A to be exact, Legislative Digest Review. So I like just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about this on the record as well. I know I just got my edits back to you guys, so please feel free to take the week to review those edits and then just send me a revised version back. Should any further edits need to be made, we will just suggest at that time. I also think that it would be really productive for all of us to come together and edit as one once we have an entire document with everyone's parts cohesively put together, just to clear up overall structure and clarity and just flow of it. That way we can, it's all synchronous and, you know. In terms of presenting to the Senate, I want to discuss what you guys think is feasible. My goal is maybe not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. I know that would be Wednesday, October 8th, which can be kind of like midterm season. So I understand that might not be the best week, but I just think maybe this upcoming week would be too quick, and giving us a little bit of a break would be nice to have time to like go over the presentation and run through it together to make sure we're all on the same page. How do we feel about that if I spoke to a speaker, Acklin? Okay. With that being said, in the meantime, I will be like communicating with you guys a little bit more about that, just like sporadically throughout the day. So just try and like remain available if possible. Thank you, Jenna, or Policy Director Atencio. But I wanted to just take a moment and like express my gratitude to the two of you, Policy Director Atencio and Advocacy Director Casey. Reading through both of your guys's, like, I was very happy. I do think that this is something that like you guys have done a lot of heavy lifting on, and I'm really appreciative of your guys' commitment to that project and your efforts to make it new. I know it's a new initiative and like something you don't have a reference to look back on, so everything you did was built from scratch, and so I just want you to be really proud of that. Moving down, if we're okay, if nobody else has any talking points to agenda item 8B, I'll let AD Hutch take the reins on majority of this conversation, but I do want you to all be aware that we have a meeting this Tuesday, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with the Chancellor. This is going to be something that me, myself, President Aglubov, Vice President McNamara, Assistant Director Hatch, and Speaker Acklin attend, but I am excited to debrief you all on it. I want you to know that the conversation is taking place, but that even though you may not be physically present does not mean that we won't update you on everything that takes place there.
And then Assistant Director Hatch, for the record, I'll get to what that conversation is actually about, because it is like a very specific discussion. It's one that we kind of talked to the Chancellor about having during the meeting at the Nevada Student Alliance meeting Friday morning. But to kind of go based off of the briefing that Director Taylor and I had with President Aglubov and kind of what we were looking at. I'm going to skip over some of the committee stuff just because it's not super relevant, but it is kind of interesting if you're curious. I'm going a bit off of the presentation that I already sent you. Agenda item 9C was the appointment of me to the Task Force on Power-Based Violence. That went through, thankfully, and I had my first meeting with them last Tuesday. And then agenda items 10 and 11 are some of the bigger problems. Agenda item 10 was the one that we kind of talked about during one of our workshops recently on how that it was going to be attempting to reappropriate the state budget and tuition budget from the universities. We didn't really see that in the meeting as much of a big issue as much of it was setting up the context of why they wanted to pass agenda item 11. So agenda item 10 really just talked about, hey, this is how much of a hole Nevada is in, and she's in in terms of funding. So we're 49th out of the entire country in tuition and fee pricing, which is a good thing because that means our tuition is really cheap, but we're also 49th in state appropriations by dollar amount, which means that we get dramatically less funding from our state legislature than a lot of other university systems do. And that's kind of this entire presentation, while we were kind of worried about it originally, and by we, I mean myself and Policy Director Atencio, were kind of concerned about it. It basically just set up the idea that, according to the board, the R1 research universities, so UNLV and UNR, need to be more self-sufficient. Because that sets up agenda item 11, which was the predictable pricing program, which initially we didn't really see as much of a problem, but it actually is going to be what we're talking about with Chancellor McNair tomorrow morning, because it argues that a lack of state appropriation constitutes an emergency, and the only time that you can change the predictable pricing program within like a 4-year period immediately is in an emergency. So if the university told me that my tuition was going to be $9,000 this year, $9,500 the next year, $10,000 the next semester, or next year, $10,500 the next, that's basically set in stone even if the tuition price changes for the incoming freshman the next year. So to change it in an emergency situation, that basically means that they can change everybody's tuition all at once instead of just the incoming tuition. At this point, the Board of Regents kind of just thinks that, well, the legislature gave them, I think, about $50 million in the last session to kind of fill the hole in the budget, in the NG budget, and they said, unless you do something different, and unless you raise tuition or become more financially responsible, then we're not going to be keep increasing the amount of money that we're giving you in the state appropriations. And so that's what they're defining as an emergency. At this point, we really don't know how much and how, about, like, over what amount of time that tuition increase is going to look like. They said anywhere from 8 to 12% and anywhere from literally next fall or over multiple years. So that's basically what that conversation tomorrow morning is going to be on, and they're hoping to have a set in stone policy by the October 17th special meeting so that it's actionable in December. So this is one of the big things that we're going to be focusing, I think we would need to focus on in December. Now that I've dropped that absolute bomb, we're going to move on. Agenda item 26 was something that we were also concerned about, which is professional staff collective bargaining resolutions. There was 45 minutes worth of public comment provided by Friday morning by like faculty and the faculty senate for this agenda item, because they're making changes to the handbook based on like election ballot language changes, an effort to be transparent in the collective bargaining process, and ratification of new bargaining units by university presidents. So if you wanted to have a new collective bargaining organization, you would have to be approved by the university's president, which you can have opinions on. The regents themselves acknowledged a lack of shared governance and understanding on their side. Regent Del Carlo has a history in unions and collective bargaining, and she still had no idea, expressed that she had no idea what these handbook changes were really trying to do. So they're going back to the table to further discuss these handbook changes, so they didn't actually pass any of what the handbook changes were presented. We'll probably see more about this at the October special meeting, and then again in December. And then agenda item 28, you're also concerned about the nomination to the State Board of Education. That ended up being Regent Amy Carfalo, who was nominated to the Nevada State Board of Education and awaits approval by Governor Lombardo. This is a nomination that I kind of should have seen coming, because I think that it is a really good pick. But again, you're still awaiting confirmation by Governor Lombardo on that. And that's kind of the skinny, which I know isn't very skinny on the cover for such a thin docket, to be honest. But does anyone have any questions now that I've totally sped through it? No? Okay. There are some things that I've just gone through that I'm not going to be presenting to the Senate, like the faculty collective bargaining, that it's just not relevant, and they're not going to really, I think eyes are going to glaze over at that point, and they're not going to be really paying attention to those kinds of things. But the adequacy and equity of funding study, I'm definitely going to talk about. And then the predictable pricing program, though I will try not to be quite as specific about what that policy change is actually going to look like, because again, it's not set in stone. And we're hoping that Chancellor McNair will come in and actually present to the Senate himself. And I'd rather he get slammed with all of the questions about that pertaining to actual finances and budgets. Because he'll be the one that has all the information on that, and his people are going to be the ones that has all the graphs and specifics on those issues. But just so you guys know, that presentation will be like hoping that the senators will take more initiative in providing public comment on the behalf of the association at the Board of Regents meeting, and hopefully we can have some sort of public comment workshop or some policy briefs prepared for when it comes in December. Any questions, comments, concerns? Okay.
Okay, moving down to agenda item number nine. Actually, moving back up to agenda item number six. In my report, I forgot to mention that October 18th, Saturday, needs to be blocked off. Gabby told us to remind you all, or Director of Executive Affairs, Dietrich, that's intern orientation, and it is mandatory that you be there. Should you not be there, you need to let us know why immediately, off the record. Any questions?
Policy Director Tencio, do you know the time for that?
It's gonna be probably like, I would assume like 10 to 2,
okay.
If I had to give a rough estimate.
That's
Assistant Director Hatch, for the record, we were told to block off 9 to 5. We're hoping it ends at 2.
Project Director Zachi, for the record, is it for sure to start 9? Because I work till 10, so if not, then I will call off. Just
Director Taylor, we'll talk about this off the record. Moving down to agenda item number 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move to agenda item number 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:56 p.m. Monday, September 22nd, the Frankie Sudell Pop-Up Conference Room.